So let's review. The Mishnah began with the following halacha. Paras chata sheshachta chutz megita pater. If a person shechted a parah duma outside of its designated pit, he's not liable because the pasuk states, v'al pesach el moy lehevioi, v'nichris hayeshahu. The pasuk implies that kol shein ro lo v'al pesach el moy in chayav nalav. One is not liable for shechit v'alav b'chutz for a carbon like the parah duma that is not fit to be brought into the azar. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding my chutz megita. Rish Lakish says, chutz megita, chutz mimakam habadikla. The location of Hakrabas Paraduma must be checked to ensure that there is no kever hatahim, a concealed corpse underground in that area. And if the Paraduma was shechted in a place that was not checked for kever tahim, the Paraduma is possible. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Valikol Eretz Yisrael Beduki. The location of the Paraduma does not need to be checked because the entire Eretz Yisrael is assumed to be clear of kever tahim. And therefore we must explain, Chutz Megita, Kurin Sheshachtu Lefnim in Chemis Yerushalayim. If the paraduma was shechted inside the walls of Yerushalayim, the paraduma is possible because the pasuk states el mechutz lamachna v'shachat. The shechitas hapara must be done outside the walls of Yerushalayim. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes regarding the halacha of hazah keneged pesach. The hazah sadam of the paraduma must be done in Mizrach, east of Yerushalayim, so that the blood is sprinkled facing the entrance of the heichal, because the pasuk states v'hizal neichach pnei el moed. And therefore, he's the shalei keneged pesach psula. If the blood was not sprinkled facing the entrance of the heichal, the paraduma is invalid. The Gemara cites two machlekes regarding shechita and sreifa. In the case of shachta shalei keneged pesach, Rabbi Yochanan holds psula. The paraduma is pasul because the pasuk states v'shachar ois lefanav v'hizal noichach pnei olmayid. There is a hekesh, a comparison from azaz hadam to shechita. Ma azaz keneged pesach av shechita keneged pesach. Just like the Hazas Adam must face the Pesach HaHechel, so too the Shechita must face the Pesach HaHechel. While Rish Lakish holds Keshera, the Paraduma is Kasher because the Pasuk states, El Mechutz LaMachna V'Shachat. The Shechita can be done anywhere outside of Yerushalayim. And in the case of Sarfa Shlekeneged HaPesach, Rabbi Yochanan holds Psula because the Pasuk states, V'Hizal Noich Ibnei El Moed V'Goymer, V'Sarf Esapar Le'enav. The Hekesh from Hazah to Sreifa teaches, Mahaza Asakeneged HaPesach, Av Sreifa Asakeneged HaPesach. While Rabbi Yeshua holds Ksheira because the pasuk states Al Pirsha Yisarf, Mokum Shib Pereshes Lamisa Shamte Sreifasa. The Sreifa shall be done in the place of the Paraduma's death, which can be anywhere. The Gemara elaborates on the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish regarding Eretz Yisrael Bedukehi, whether the entire Eretz Yisrael is assumed to be clear from Kevat Tahim. Rish Lakish holds Eretz Yisrael Eina Bedukehi, because Yerid Mabel Eretz Yisrael. The Mabel came down even in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's a concern that the bones of the Mesei Mabel were embedded in the ground. While Rabbi Yochanan holds Eretz Yisrael Bedukehi because Lo Yerid Mabel Eretz Yisrael. The Mabel did not come down in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's no concern of Mesei Mabel in the ground. As the Gemara explains, both derive their opinions from the same pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, which states, Ben Adam Amar La, Es Eretz Le Mitaharahi Le Gushama B'yim Zam. Rish Lakish reads the pasuk Kepashte in a straightforward tone. Eretz Le Mitaharat. Your land is not pure from Tumah because Mila Yarda Alecha Gesham B'Yem Zam. Didn't the rain descend upon you during the Mabel? While Rabbi Yochanan reads the pasuk as Atmu Mat Makra in a questioning tone. Eretz Yisrael Mila Mitaharat. Aren't you pure from Tumah? Klom Yarda Alecha Gesham B'Yem Zam. After all, did the rain then descend upon you during the Mabel? The Gemara also applies their machlekes to the following pasuk in Parashas Noach. Mikala Shebecharav Mesu. All creations that were on land perished in the Mabel. The word Mikal implies that all perished, even though it was in Eretz Yisrael, and this supports Rish Lakish that Yerid Mabel Eretz Yisrael. However, the word Becharava implies the land was dry, and this supports Rabbi Yechanan that Lo Yerid Mabel Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara answers as follows. According to Rish Lakish, that Yerid Mabel Eretz Yisrael, Meisui Mishum Mabel. The people in Eretz Yisrael perished directly from the Mei Mabel, and Becharava means Charava Shoysim Meikara, the land that was originally dry before the Mabel. And Mikala Shebecharava Meisu teaches, V'loi Dogim Shebeya. Only creatures of the land perished during the Mabel, but the fish remained alive. While according to Rabbi Yechanan that Lo Yerid Mabel Eretz Yisrael, Meisu Mishum Havla. The people in Eretz Yisrael perished from the immense heat that came from the boiling water of the Mei Mabel. Their corpses were then buried in cemeteries and they were not embedded in the ground. As Rav Chisda says, Bereischen Kilkalu Ubereischen Neidainu. The Derem Mabel sinned with adultery, which is a form of Reischen, and therefore they were punished with the Mabel of boiling water. However, the Gemara asks, Teva Hechasage, how did the Teva remain intact and waterproof? Even the Zephis, the pitch that was smeared inside and out, would have melted from the intense heat of the boiling water. Likewise, how did the large animal, the Re'im, who cannot fit into the Teva, and Oig Melech HaBoshen survive the Mabel outside the Teva? And the Gemara answers that we must say, Nes Naslem Shen Tzdanenu B'tzidi HaTeva. The water surrounding the Teva, miraculously, was not hot. And as Rashi explains, V'sham Amar Oig V'Re'im V'nei Gavan Le'Tavu. Oigan the Reim stood in the cooler waters next to the Teva, and they did not drown because of their extraordinary height. The Gemara proceeds that Bava was named for the Mabel, as Rish Lakish says, Lama nekrishma mitzula, shekol meisei Mabel nitztal losham. Bava is also known as mitzula because all the corpses of the Mabel descended to Bava. Rabbi Yechon says, Lama nekrishma shinar, shekol meisei Mabel ninirisham. Bava is also known as shinar because all the corpses of the Mabel were emptied into Bava. But even so, Rish Lakish was concerned that the meisei Mabel remained in Eretz Yisrael because the yafshad delay idvaku, some meisei must have become embedded in the ground. As part of the discussion of the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether Eretz Yisrael bedukihi, whether Eretz Yisrael is assumed to be clear of Kevrat Tahim, the Gemara cites a well-known Mishnah, Maseches Parah, that describes the elaborate precautions taken, among others, to avoid Tumah in the preparation of the Paraduma. The Mishnah relates, Chitzeris hari b'Yushalayim benuyas ala sela v'tachtein chol ne Kevrat Tahim. They chose a courtyard that was built upon untouched rock, under which there would be no graves. In addition, they would bore a cavity under the courtyard so that in the remote possibility that there was an unknown grave there, this cavity would stop the tumah from rising to the surface. They would then bring pregnant women to bear and raise their children there, never to leave that courtyard, to be certain that they do not become tummy. When these children got older, they would bring oxen, place doors across their backs, and have the children ride on them to the Shiluach spring to draw the water for the Mechatas into stone cups, which cannot become tummy. After filling the cups, the children would return to their places and be brought to the Harabayas for the water to be mixed with the Eifer HaPara. This mission apparently supports Rish Lakish, that Eretz Yisrael ain't a bedukihi, and we must be concerned for Kevrat Tahim in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Eretz Yisrael bedukihi, we must explain this mission as Maila Asu Bepara. According to Halacha, these precautions were not necessary. However, the Chacham instituted extreme chumras so that people would be cognizant of the need to be extra careful to avoid tumah in the preparation of the Paraduma.